This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. While pro-life Democrat groups are urging Hillary Clinton to open that party to pro-lifers, the education and research director of the National Right to Life Committee is informing voters that Hillary Clinton's oldest and best political friends are abortion advocates. Dr. Randy O'Bannon points out that Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards has hailed Clinton's candidacy, saying that when it comes to the underpinnings of abortion funding and abortion rights, there has not been a candidate for president with a stronger commitment. No one likes to talk about the dangers of abortion, yet real-life stories keep reinforcing the peril women are offered as a so-called solution to the consequences of being unprepared to accept pregnancy. At age 18, Christy Stile suffered complications in an abortion and spent the next 22 years with extremely severe brain damage. Her family told Life Dynamics that Christy died earlier this month. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Pro-life advocates and even doctors want more people to know that it is possible to reverse the dangerous RU486 abortion pill. Major media outlets ignoring this story highlights why it is so important for pro-life advocates to be informed. The effects of abortion pills may be reversed with prompt action. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.